Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
When President Donald Trump took the oath of office on January 20th, he spoke before hundreds of thousands of people on the National Mall in Washington. Among them, and sitting close, were former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, his determined political opponent in the presidential race, and former President Barack Obama, his predecessor in office, presenting to the world a vivid picture of the peaceful transfer of power the United States has practiced for over two centuries. Mr. Trump's inaugural speech was notable for its emphasis on returning governing power to the people.
What truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by the people. January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again.
Too often, he said, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not. President Trump stressed that all Americans want good jobs, great schools, and safe neighborhoods, but too many have been barred from these just and reasonable goals. He promised that decisions on trade, immigration, taxes, and foreign affairs will be based on the standard of America First, what will benefit American workers and families. President Trump said, however, that we will seek friendship and goodwill with the nations of the world, but with the understanding that it is the right of all nations to put their own interests first, adding, "We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example." The new president also pledged that the United States will reinforce old alliances and form new ones and unite the civilized world against Islamic terrorism, which we will eradicate from the face of the earth. Finally, President Trump made a call for unity. We must speak our minds openly, debate our disagreements honestly, but always pursue solidarity. When America is united, America is unstoppable.
It's time to remember that old wisdom our soldiers will never forget, that whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood of patriots.
President Trump ended with a promise. To all Americans in every city near and far, you will never be ignored again. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America great again.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.